Zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
All right, thanks for listening, calling, and participating in today's show. Thanks to Black and Abdallah. And it is time to Crosstalk with Waddle and Sylvie. We're ready to get you home on this Monday. Glorious Monday. It's glorious.
Well, it's good to have a crosstalk with you guys, man.
Yes,
it's good to see you guys.
Yes.
Good to see you.
Missed you on Friday.
We missed you too.
Good to see the hater of all punters, Carmen and Yurko.
Yeah. Well, not even hate. It's just curious to draft one when you've got four picks.
I don't personally
look. I heard everything that you guys said, and I agree with it. Like, look. Is it going to ruin my day? No, because I'm riding with them.
The draft was
it
so
was,
great.
It was, but I would, when you still need some guys at different spots, I would have personally preferred that they used it on somebody who is going to be asked to do more.
I don't think the Bears were in a position of luxury.
Right.
To be able to just to piddle that fourth rounder away on a punter.
I think Yurko's got the idea. You go to Australia, you go to one of those games, you find
the biggest, most handsome
strapping one you can find.
20
and you say,
old.
Hey, come on. You know,
Oi!
The crowd.
You got some Fosters in the shade.
The punter call?
That's the punter call.
It's kind of like you just go over there and you have a punting.
Oi!
You have a punting contest,
that's
right?
That's all?
And the biggest, most handsome, large-legged man gets the contract.
I mean, that's what I do. You know? Yeah. I mean, Yurko's got it right.
You should scout. You should be their scout.
I'm doing it. Carm's going to go over there and promote that's what it is with no authority from the Bears
None.
At all.
Right.
Just to go over there and spend time and admire some very nice, large, handsome Australian.
They have a scout for the Midwest. They have a scout in the South. They have a scout out West. He's their scout of Down Under.
Down Under scout.
Yeah,
I bet you are.
You got a lot done down there, too.
You better
believe me.
You bet.
And we bring back the real Crocodile Hunter.
We
might not even. It might be like the movie. Like, you got to go deep in the bush.
Here's your guy.
Deep in the bush.
Still popular there. Believe it or not.
I don't know. But, you know, maybe he's like Mick Dundee. You got to go into the. You got to go
Mick
search
with us still.
He is, but apparently we thought it'd be good to have him record a video for home games. That's not a punt. That's a punt. You know, like when he like.
That's good.
But then Adam said he suffered an accident recently, and it's left him feeble.
Feeble.
No.
Poor guy's feeble.
You know, he married the woman that was his co-star.
Remember how hot she was?
Remember? Linda Kozlowski. That's right.
Let's get Liam Hendricks on to talk about him.
Yeah,
maybe Liam knows,
you know.
But all Australians should know another athlete who's Australian.
That's right. The small 100%. Countries over there all know each other. Come on.
Time out. It's not a country. It's a continent, isn't
it's
it?
Both.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Both.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, we don't strike out with Australian athletes in this town.
It's an island.
Well, we've had Luke. Luke was great.
We've had Liam. Who else have we had?
Luke Longley.
Have we struck out with one? Who is the tall... The tall bull that...
not Luke, but somebody
else?
Didn't
we have a tall...
Another Aussie?
I thought in the rebuilding days, a center. Didn't we have one who wasn't
Omer
very
Sheik
good?
Wasn't... he was Turkish.
No, between that and the rebuilding
days. Nothing about Dalibor Bagarić, are you?
No.
Dalibor.
That is the dulcet tones of a man who wanted
maybe he was
punter.
In Australia.
Third round. Meller wanted a third round pick. Spent on
I thought it was a Krause guy.
Was it? Like, was there another Aussie?
I thought maybe.
Who's the guy that played for Seton Hall? Adam Graze? Graze?
No, he played at Pittsburgh.
Adam West.
Was it Pittsburgh?
Aaron Gray. He was.
I
don't know. Sylvie might be right. And maybe Meller wanted a third round pick because Meller. Balls.
Call the show if you remember who
call
I'm talking
the
about.
Show.
332-3776.
I mean, maybe if the Big Ten fans are.
Maybe Meller. Meller studies a lot of football. And I guess he likes to cross, you know, dot all of his I's and cross all of his T's. I don't get wrapped up in punting and kicking. He does a little bit more.
There
so, you know.
Chris Anstey.
Well, there's also Cameron Bairstow, too.
Oh,
Cameron
Bairstow.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Anstey.
Yeah. Well, we've struck out in a few of them.
Yeah, so we have.
I'll take two guys I couldn't give a rat's ass about for 500, please.
Yeah.
Didn't Krause like Anstey? Wasn't he a Krause guy?
Probably.
Why, I think he had big hands and feet.
Yeah, probably. Mm. I think so. You know, and they're like, well, we hit with Luke. We're going to, you know.
She had big cheeks.
we're going to hit with Chris Anstey.
He was here from 99 to 2000.
I covered some of those teams. I covered Chris Anstey. I don't even remember.
Did you feel at any point like maybe it was you, not them? Like, I mean, didn't you join the beat
really.
When it was just horrible?
No, I was like a year into the, you know, post-dynasty, you know. I never thought. No, I pretty much blamed that. I'm like, yeah.
I just wondered if there was ever a time when you sat alone at home in the dark and just kind of made it personal.
When they're, you know, then they're throwing Jake Voskal and Khaled El-Amin and Eddie Curry out there. I'm like,
Jake Voskal was a UConn guy wasn't he?
He was a UConn.
And Andrew Gaze, Australian former professional basketball player and coach.
I don't know.
There we go. It was Andrew Gaze. You don't remember the name?
Maybe he could help you with the punter tryout.
Pulling that.
Punter tryouts.
I don't know if I remember.
Yeah, Seton Hall, 88 to 89.
I don't remember him.
He's undrafted.
Oh, that's so you were. Okay.
That's right in his wheelhouse.
Yeah, that is.
Those years.
That's why I remember it.
Yes.
I don't recall him.
By the way, Yerk, look, this is going to go full circle. We're going down to Canton to.
It's the circle of life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Devin Hester is getting inducted.
Do you have a mouse in your pocket? Who's we exactly?
We're all, aren't you going with
what
French?
Does that mean? What does that mean? We're all going.
Aren't we going for, aren't we going? We went for Erlacher.
What are we doing? A show on Friday?
I would hope so.
Are we taking the big limo bus again?
We're doing a show on Friday. What are we doing?
That's when the season starts. It's the first game.
Come on, we'll get the limo bus. We'll do a high-stakes game of in-between.
Your mouth is moving and you're talking, but I'm trying to understand exactly what you're saying.
Waddle, Sylvie, Carmen, and Yurko will be in Canton. We will physically be there to watch Devin Hester.
I'll be there Friday.
The greatest special team player go in for the Hall of Fame when our new Australian punter punts for the very first time in Canton, Ohio, and then in 20 years from now, he will then be inducted into the Hall of Fame as the greatest punter ever.
Now you're being
Mellor will be his presenter.
And
will be his presenter.
That's a great thought, Sylvie, but you don't risk your punter in the Hall of Fame game. He's not going to play till game two.
I don't know what's
good counter point, Mellor. Very good counterpoint.
Silliness. You'd never put him in the first preseason game.
Silliness. Absolute silliness.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
I don't mind you having fun, being silly. It's not a problem for me. I will be there. I mean, if we're doing shows from there on Friday, I will be there, absolutely,
well,
for sure.
Of course we're going to Canton.
But I imagine not much unlike the last time I was in Canton. The minute our show was over, we're taillights getting out of Dodge.
On Saturday. Well,
what
we
am I
came back early because I
weren't you talking like Colonel Lingus the entire trip home?
There's nothing
Lingus,
wrong.
Colonel Lingus.
Yeah.
Colonel Angus.
There is nothing wrong with being able to watch that on television. That's a made-for-TV event. I don't know if you guys remember how hot it was.
I do.
It was hot.
Oh, it was steamy. For you guys can stick around.
But the only reason we came back early is because I needed to be home Saturday night because I had a race. I was doing a triathlon the next day.
Oh, look at you.
Well, that's
Mr. Triathlon.
He tagged along.
That for me would be eating, drinking, and smoking at a local establishment.
Which you did in Canton.
Yes.
Did Mellor have a triathlon?
No, but I think
you guys wanted,
that's what I'm saying. You guys were so determined to get out of Dodge. You're like, well, I got to go back with Carmen.
Yeah.
We had to drive so that I could drive.
The Colonel
home.
Was driving, right?
Yes.
And this is Mongo. He was one of our teammates.
I'm not doing a triathlon this year. I'm in.
He was
I'll
a teammate of yours in Green Bay. He was a teammate of yours with the Bears.
Absolutely.
And he was all of our teammates
I
here.
I can't wait to see it on television. I really can.
I'll go and stay for the
That's
weekend.
It's going to be exciting. You guys can all stay for the weekend.
Let's go Airbnb it up there in Canton.
I
bet
guys,
you get a really nice place
I
for a couple hundred bucks.
I encourage you guys to all be there for the weekend. I will be there up till Friday.
Is the water park complete yet? Weren't they building a water park there?
They were. Oh, yeah.
They were building a hospital, too, weren't they? Wouldn't it be a hospital?
All types of great things happening in Canton,
Ohio. If the water park is done, will we go to the water park?
I love the
sure. water
park. Me, too.
Love it.
Oh, yeah.
I like it when the bucket fills up. Then
you love it.
Pours.
Oh, you do?
I
then it's when it tilts over?
I love it.
You like the splash bucket?
Johnny will stay for Saturday morning just to pee in the pool.
Probably.
And then get in the car and go back.
Well, I don't need any motivation to do that, guys.
Yeah.
Carmen knows. And I'm upstairs on the third floor usually. Carmen walks to the car and there's me tinkling.
Oh, yeah.
I
in
do
the garage.
Like,
nice two tinkles. Oh, yeah.
Really?
I don't get it. I'm like,
you're
just
right next
left
door
the
to the building. Yeah.
There's a bathroom right here.
Yes.
Sometimes the walk over just triggers it. I don't know what
the walk over.
You find yourself having to go to the bathroom.
Train goes through. I hear the train, you know, next thing you know, I'm activated.
So the train.
I don't know why.
Running water may do a little some bit of that.
But a train does it for you.
I hear
a train.
One time he had to go number two and he just went right by the car.
Hola.
Are you serious?
I'm kidding.
What is that called? Speaking of dogs, she's got three.
Yeah.
The Pavlov's dog is when you hear the bell.
That's Pavlovian theory.
Right. You hear the bell and then you start because you think you're going to get fed.
Yes.
So when you hear the train and then you want to pee, what is that called?
That's called anything.
But it's still Pavlovian theory. Pavlovian theory.
It's just activating a different sense.
I can't think of a good rhyme.
Yeah, it's just activating.
Right, Johnny, here's a train and just automatically wants to take his stuff out.
Pedals. I don't know what to say. Just the way it works sometimes.
If you had to drop a deuce in the garage, could you?
That's disgusting.
Only in a case of emergency, and it's got to be an extreme emergency.
Okay.
Flexibility is the issue now.
I was going to say, how are you going to do that?
Can I get enough clearance?
Are you going to hold on to like that?
I can get clearance from, you know, the pantalones.
Right.
So what I can set myself up in a situation like this.
Can you get two hands like on that trailer hitch?
No.
The trailer hitch off the back of the truck?
Not the trailer hitch I'm worried about. As you step up into the car, I'll do a lean back, like a reverse dip, get the legs out, and just, it's like the Enola Gay. Bob's away.
The Enola
Fat Gay. Man and the little boy coming out of me now. Oh, hello, how are
just
you?
Just let me know what floor you do that on.
And then
on
there's a couple of ploppers, you know, because if it plops, you know you got the problem
with sloppiness.
If you get a little reverb.
If your angle's not right, like you're going to mess
yourself.
Oh, you're
going to get trampolined.
Yeah. That's why, I mean, the legs got to be shot forward there. And then the triceps can't be a trembling. Because if you got to
hold, couldn't
hold
that
long,
position for too
if
long.
If I got to hold for too long, I'm right. I'm in it. Yeah. I'm in it at that point. Now we got a mudslide.
Yeah, no good.
No good.
I got an idea.
That's what I'm saying. You just, Johnny, just grab the trailer hitch like this.
Yeah, but what are you going to do with your shorts?
You take them off.
Oh, so
hang them up on your rear view mirror.
Yes, a Jaybird. Yeah, that's not working, Ken.
But in your theory,
time out. If you've got your pants around your ankles, taking a dump in
what's
the garage,
the difference
what's
at that
the
point?
Difference?
Yeah.
Well,
wait a minute, though. Point, you have him doing it on the trailer hitch. That means he's in the aisle. Like he's not even hiding the fact.
No, you backed it in.
Oh.
You backed the car
in. But I still have an open area on three. The cars are coming up.
Yeah, I think you got to do my grandfather's secret.
I've got a double door issue. I got a double door open. So it's not an issue.
Or put the hood
being
up
hit by another
and do
car.
It at the front of the car.
Yeah. Put the hood up.
Make it look like you're
doing
checking the oil.
What am I
your grandfather used to do?
When he used to take a whiz.
Meanwhile,
on the Edens.
Yeah, guys. But taking a whiz and
two martini dinner he used to have before we go to before we go to the Bulls game, and then he'd try to make it to the Chicago Stadium,
guys,
and then he would pop the hood in the Kennedy, pull over on the shoulder. Pop the HUD and take
amazing.
A whiz.
That is
going number one is not a challenge.
No.
The question that came up was going number two.
Yeah.
Right.
Number two is the challenge.
Hide it.
Can't pop a hood.
I don't know. That'd
and
be
drop
a tough
a
thing
deuce.
To hide.
It's not working that way.
Yeah. That's
you
got
to do a double door open.
And then you got nothing to wipe.
The only way
with.
You do it is a double door open. And then you're praying to the heavens it's quick.
I mean, why don't you just lay down, do it, go into the truck bed, lay some newspaper down, and just drop it there?
What am I, a parakeet?
I mean, what's going on?
What the hell's going on?
That way, it's your car. Tommy. So, like, they can't bust you for anything.
Pretty bird. Paul, I want a cracker. Yeah. Take a dump.
You want a cracker.
Take a dump.
Wow, it's stinky. Wow, it's stinky.
I mean, that's just awful. You would have to be talking about some kind of an emergency that was so bad.
Oh,
because,
gosh.
You know, and at that point,
Tommy's already
yeah,
done
you're
it,
right.
you know, accidentally.
No, I haven't.
I mean, at
I
that
haven't.
Point, you might as well just mess yourself and get home and deal with it then,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you're going
to the newspaper. You're
listen, no,
yourself.
I mean, the closest I got was going up the Edens, and I hopped like three curbs to get into a McDonald's. I cut two guys off. One guy chased me into the parking lot. He was so mad.
Yeah.
And I opened up the door, and I got out of my car, and I started running into the bathroom at McDonald's. I said, you can kick my ass later, but I'm going in, and I have to go to the bathroom. And he laughed and took off.
Yeah, he understood.
Yeah, he knew.
At some point,
I don't know how the Edens roulette.
I don't know how
punters. That's
this, it. All started with silly punters being drafted. Do you imagine this is why? Look at what it leads to: crocodile
punter. Yeah, say that slowly. I know what you're going to say.
Crocodile.
You better
punter.
Be careful. Give yourself a 2-3 week vacation.
All in all, it was all good. It's good draft.
Excited.
Very exciting. Very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, my grade went from an A to A minus. I still think it's great.
It's a great draft. Yeah, it's all good. We're very excited.
What if they would have walked away with the four players? They had four picks, right?
Four picks.
And if they would have walked away with four of the players that they drafted and wouldn't have drafted the punter, and in the fourth round they took Booker instead of getting him at, you guys would be thrilled.
Yes. That would be perfect. Right.
That's an A+. So it's an A plus. So then now they've added the punter as a bonus.
No, it's not a bonus. You gave away a fourth rounder. Next year's fourth rounder you gave away.
You gave away a pick. You didn't have to.
You gave it away because you wanted to be cute.
Give it away now. You didn't have to do that.
Yeah. Nobody loves their punters the way Iowa football fans
he's the
call.
He's the most important player on the team.
Like, the way these, like, you would think that no one has ever watched an Iowa football game before.
Well, we have.
That's true. The way they call in and tweet, they're like, and they always say, guys, I watched every Iowa game. Guys, I went to Iowa. I got texts from people who went to Iowa. You don't understand, Sylvie. This guy, I went to Iowa, he's a weapon.
Oh, we understand. Your lot in life is such that you're going crazy over a punter. He had a game last year where he punted 10 times.
10 times.
That's 10 times he punted.
Caitlin Clark is here, and he's just like, she set all these records. He's just literally just a little notch below her. That's how much they love him.
Well, he is the best at what he does in college football. There's no doubt. Well, he was, good. By far.
Yeah, all right. So it's all good.
She revolutionized the sport, and he's just a notch below her the way they talk about
him. He has to punt 10 times a game.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Have you seen that Kirk Ferentz offense? If he could go back in time and come out a year earlier, he should have. That's like putting too many pitches on a young pitcher's arm.
Yeah.
I think his leg's going to fall off. He's 26.
26?
Yeah, he's 26.
Him and Vela's going for the AARP card.
Yeah. He came over from Australia late.
Oh, my God. I didn't know he was 26.
I think his leg's going to fall off after being asked to do all of that punting at Iowa.
You guys going to talk about the White Sox sweep at all today?
Right. Only if you stand up, Southsider.
Are you a hater or a lover?
I guess I'm a hater.
You've got to define yourself these days, I guess.
I guess he was talking to those of us that have been extremely critical of the White Sox.
How could you not be extremely critical of this organization?
Yeah, I'm a tolerator.
Yeah, I don't know. But
I tolerate what they
do. It's for all the haters.
Who is he I would like to have a conversation with him. Who is he talking to?
I don't know.
I'm not trying to be people with vision. I'm not trying to be a smartass. Who is he addressing when he says to all the haters? Because most of the people I talk to who have been hating as a guy who's hosted a show in this town on the White Sox radio network on their flagship have been Sox fans who hate their team and hate their direction. No problem with being excited over a walk-off.
Lens Paul was great.
Especially since it's Benintendi, who you finally had a weekend.
But again, like the calls that we get from Sox, and this isn't from a Cubs fan. I've always defined this. I am not a Cubs fan who hates the Sox. I would love Sox fans. This is the White Sox station. I want them to do better for, at the very least, business purposes for our radio station. I want my friends who are White Sox fans to have a better team. I hate the way the team is being run because my Bulls team is run the exact same way with the same ownership group. So I would like to know from John Schifrin, like, who are the haters? Who is he addressing there? Because for me, it's a lot of the Sox fans who hate the way their team is being run and has been run for the last several years.
Yeah. And who exactly is a hater? Can you be disappointed and be vocally disappointed, or does that make you a hater?
I don't know.
They doubled their win total with a nice sweep of the Rays over the weekend. That's great.
I think it's a bizarre flex win total when you get to win five. You know, it's just weird. A month into the season when you've got your fifth win. It seems odd. I don't know. He doesn't like the fact that maybe too many of us are overly critical of them. But
how could you not be? That's what passionate Southside fans are about.
Yeah.
Like, say what you want about who shows up and who doesn't. The one thing about Sox fans is they will always be passionate. And when they suck, they're going to say they're going to suck and that they're not happy that they suck. Do you want them when they suck to everyone go away and not say anything?
No.
They're going to, like, Sox fans in the last couple of weeks have loaded up our phone lines.
I know.
People say Sox fans don't care. That's BS. Sox fans do care.
They care. And I think
and they're going to tell you that they're pissed.
I don't even get, we don't even get any like optimistic, oh, you guys are being too hard or you're being unfair. Like, we
how could
get,
somebody you call you all, and say that?
I think all Sox fans are pretty much
they
fed
were
3-22
at one point before they doubled their win total.
I know.
Bears fans do the same thing. Bulls fans do the same thing. Cubs fans have done the same thing. Cubs fans are mad about the bullpen and they're 6-0.
Yeah, they're a half game out of first.
Carm, it's like I've said, in this, especially in this town, you want to see some haters, go to New York. Go to Philly. York. Go to Boston. Yeah, go to some other places.
Good luck.
People here.
Embiid's ripping the fans.
Yes.
I know.
And he's playing hurt.
And by the way, you know what? As long as you feel your team is given everything they can be given at this point to try and win as many games as possible, then you're going to get support.
Yeah.
And I don't think Sox fans feel like that effort is being given by their ownership. Yeah.
Do you hear the thing about getting rid of Griffles?
Oh, really?
And they're looking at a Kansas City bench coach.
No, they're not. Yeah,
they are they looking at another Kansas City? He was the Kansas City bench coach.
This guy, they're looking at the current Kansas City bench coach. It's comical.
They can't possibly.
It's comical. Comicus.
But don't be a hater here.
Don't hate.
You're going to get called out tonight when they walk it off.
I'm a tolerator.
When they walk it off.
I want them to call out all the tolerators. That's me.
Okay.
And don't forget about the Pat the Tolerator, too. I do a podcast with him.
All right. So we've got Field Yates today.
Nice.
Your thoughts on the Bears draft. 312-332-3776 and Meller will take a victory lap.
All right. Have fun, boys. We'll see you tomorrow.